I know that both Gary and Ed, you have raised teenagers, and Shane, I think you too as well, right?
I do, yes.
Okay,
yes.
So we all know that experience, you know, the, sometimes the challenge of wanting to encourage their independence and at the same time wanting to strangle them on occasion. Well, yes. You want to let that creative spirit flow, and a young man who had that, was allowed to let that creative spirit flow was a man named Zach Marks, who is our guest right now. Zach, welcome to the Internet Advisor.
Oh, yeah, thank you guys for having me.
Good, I'm delighted to have you on. Zach, tell me your exact age right now. Was it 15?
Yeah, I'm 15.
You're 15 now, but your story really began in terms of the Internet when you were 11, am I right?
Yep, correct.
Okay, and just tell us a little bit about how your social website called Grom Social started.
Yeah, definitely. So when I was 11, I convinced my dad that Facebook was safe. And of course it wasn't. Built up about 700 plus friends. Most of them were adults now looking back at it. My dad said no, and he deleted my Facebook account. And I went back on. I created another Facebook account. I caught doing the exact same thing. Friended the exact same people. And me and my dad got into a pretty big argument that night why I wasn't allowed to have a Facebook account. And I told him, you know, there's no safe social networking site out there for kids. And he said, I said, well, what if I create my own Facebook for kids? And he said, good luck with that. So I sat down with my brothers and sisters, and we started to draw out Grom Social. We started to come up with the concept, all the characters, and borrowed $2,500 out of my oldest brother Luke's account, who was 13 at the time.
So he's a shareholder now. This is like the
yes.
Winklevoss twins. I mean, when we get down the road, is there going to be litigation?
You know, it's funny. We actually talk about that sometimes. But, we're good. We're good now for sure. But that's definitely a joke that still goes around. So I got permission from my mom, borrowed money out of my oldest brother Luke's account, contacted a family friend who happened to be a web developer, gave him all of our ideas, and he kind of brought the idea to life.
No, I want to Zach, I want to stop you there for a second, because what you've outlined, I think a lot of the parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles who are listening can relate to, which is the really scary truth that Facebook is not safe for kids, because, as you said, you went on twice creating two different personalities and you picked up the same predators each time.
Yeah, and Facebook, you know, it's definitely for the ages, you know, 13, 14 years old. And, you know, the problem with Facebook is that if you are a, most kids that are 11, like I was at the time, you know, they go onto the site, they start to mess around and they start friending adults and stuff. And, you know, if they get bored or something, they're said, hey, you know, they'll post their address. Hey, come over. Here's my address.
Yeah.
And, you know, it sounds ridiculous, but they actually do post it. They don't really realize that. So people, when they do that on our site, like, first of all, our site is monitored 24/7, 7 days a week by our live cast members and stuff, and a number of safety features. The parents get a copy of everything on the site, what the kid is doing. But let's say, for example, a kid came onto our site and posted, hey, I'm bored, here's my address. So what we do is that since we have the 24/7 live monitoring, we will take that post down, chat to them and say, hey, this is why you don't want to post that. Because it has happened before. We've taught kids so many different lessons, you know, why not posting your address on the site or internet is a good idea.
Our guest, by the way, is Zach Marks, who right now is 15, but this all began, Gary and Ed, when he was 11 years old.
I can't believe he's only 15. Are you sure? Are you sure 15?
Well, did you have the skill to be able to code and create a site at that age?
Actually, in the beginning, I wrote a very, very, very basic code. Not for the site in particular, but I knew about it.
Okay, so you
now
have...
Now I can...
Yeah, you could do a lot more right now. And I want to get back to that, Zach, in just a moment. We have to take a break. But when we come back, I want to go from your desire to have a safe place for kids and how you made and got into it and how you now have reached over a million listeners or people who are members of that site. Zach Marks back in a second with Grom Social on the Internet Advisor. We're talking about something that I think really, Ed Riddell, is kind of on the heart of all parents and guardians who have kids, and that is how susceptible people can be, these young people, on the internet. and how dangerous it is.
Oh, that's true. I remember when my kids signed up, and they basically had to lie and say, yes, I'm older than 18, because Facebook, in order for you to sign up at one point, I'm not sure if it's the case anymore, you had to be 18, and if you create an account, you had to lie. Yeah. So, Zach, I'm wondering, is there, you know, is there any way you have to prove your adolescence to use your website?
You know, the only thing, I mean, you can pretty much go on as young as you want. You know, we have it down to if you are 5 years old, if you want to go onto the site. Of course, it's obviously with parent help. But the age demo does max out at 16. And if you are on the site at 15, you do turn 16. You have a big and bold, bright red letters across your profile page that says adult. So that's pretty much something that, all right, like I... Too old for this site now.
That's interesting.
But our core demo is, you know, that's 7 to 15.
So. That's fascinating. What were some of the things, just before we get into talking about, by the way, folks, our guest is Zach Marks, who was a person who created Grom, that's G-R-O-M as in Mary, social, that's Grom, one word, gromsocial.com if you want to find it. And you created it precisely to create a safe place for kids to get on where they wouldn't be, preyed upon by the predators that are out there looking precisely for kids. So how did you build in the safeguards? What are the safeguards you've built into the site to keep it safe for kids?
You know, actually, when I first started the site, I just made it so it was very like, okay, like, here's a site, a family project, and basically for my brothers and sisters. Then when I told my parents about it, they're like, if you're going to create a social networking site for kids, it has to be safe. So they're the ones who definitely help me out with all the safety features. And, of course, you know, the site is extremely safe. Our safety features are absolutely incredible now. We've had no issues, and I don't think we will have any issues with the safety of the kids that are on the site. That's how confident we are.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, in the beginning, it was just, hey, let's create a site. It was exactly like Facebook. You sign up. It doesn't matter what age. And my parents were like, okay, well, all these kids are signing up for this. When we did tell them about it, you guys have to make this safe if it's for kids.
Sure. That's exactly. Now, how many listeners do you, not listeners, pardon me, how many members do you have?
Members. We have almost 3 million.
3 million?
Yeah.
Zach is going to be a millionaire by the time he's 18 years old.
Zach, can I get your autograph?
This is great.
3 million. My goodness.
See, and this is why parents should not squash their children's dreams. And a rebellious, not you. And you weren't really rebellious.
No.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. Okay. He was rebellious, but he turned it into a positive. He turned it positive, right? You know, so parents shouldn't really, you know, rebellious kids are the greatest, really, if you know how to, if you could channel them.
Survive, yeah.
If either the parent or the child survived that period of time.
3 million.
Isn't it astounding?
You know what? Let me introduce you to Pwned Radio, by the way. Right?
Yeah. Our next guest, by the way, is all about gaming, and it's PWNED Radio. It's a podcast here in the Detroit area and a website as well.
Yeah, right? About video games. Yeah.
Yeah, about video games. And I'm sure your kids, have you been approached by somebody who wants to buy that up?
Grom Social? I don't, we have, I can't say who. We've had, you know, some people, but, unfortunately, I can't listen to any.
Okay,
that's fine.
I mean, what's your thought on that, though? Do you want somebody to buy it up, or do you want it to keep it independent?
My goal before I even started Grom Social was I want to be the own CEO of my company that I started, and technically I'm not the CEO because I'm not 18. But the way that we're growing right now, you know, if the offer was right, yeah, but I'm having a lot of fun, you know, doing this right now, and it's keeping me very, you know, it's what I do every single day, and it's great. We're helping out kids around the world, and pretty much any idea that me, my brothers and sisters, my friends have, we have the tools, we have the power to do it, and it's a lot of fun. I mean, even like right now, I'm actually in Los Angeles shooting videos, new videos for the site, extremely popular videos that we do for the site called The Grom Spot. So, you know, I'm having fun doing it. So if someone would buy it, yeah, I'd be sad to see it go. If the offer was right, maybe.
Now, you said, by the way, you said around the world. This is an international site, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
I
have one question. Do your parents make you do your homework first before you start working on this?
Yes. school always comes first in our house.
Yeah. And you know,
you didn't know, by the way, I didn't say this before, he's homeschooled.
Oh, is he really?
So he lives in his school.
Yep. You know, and I found that with my son, when there's something, and daughter, when there's something they're passionate about, and this is what they want to do, and it's like, I'm sorry, you can't do that unless you get your homework done. Their grades shot up. They both became straight A students. And that's sports, music, art, you know, creating your own websites or what Zach has done here. I mean, it's just a wonderful thing when a person finds their way.
So, you know, this takes a fair amount of money, I imagine, to make happen, Mom, right? Because you've got 24/7 monitoring, and then you're talking about video productions and being in Los Angeles. I mean,
right.
How is it being financed?
But, you know, we do a lot of, how we finance it is a lot from, you know, private angel investors, friends and family right now. But we do have plans to go public in the future, hopefully later this year, which would be awesome. that's something else that we've been working on.
Dude, they got to let you be the CEO when you're 16.
How many 15-year-olds know what going public means? I'm amazed. He was telling us about his target demo, right? Demographics.
By the way, we're talking to Zach Marks, who was the originator, the developer, and the future CEO of Grom Social. What's your goal from this point on, then, Zach?
Oh, my goal is to reach 5 million kids by the end of the year and make it this into the biggest. I think we are the biggest kids social networking site out there, but make it more of a household name, make Grom a household name.
And, yeah.
You know, when all these parents, you know, say, oh, yeah, my kids, you know, I won't let them on Facebook, like, kind of end those stories and have them, yeah, my kids not let them on Facebook, but hey, they're on Grom Social now, so it's fine. And, you know, stop all these awful stories that you hear of all these kids going on Facebook and terrible things happening. So that's kind of our goal, is to really grow this into a massively global company, which I think we're on our way doing. So it's been amazing, and my goal is to by the end of this year to hit 5 million kids.
Wow! Now you have we mentioned a little bit about it. I want to go back to it just a second. As I understand, there's a Portuguese version of this in Brazil.
Yep, correct. There's a Portuguese version in Brazil because we went down to Brazil. We spoke to some kids, and I went to school. Actually, did like a tour down there. Spoke to kids back around social. Everybody absolutely loved it. It literally, we had expectations going down there. Like, okay, yeah, we'll see how they like it. It was so well received that we had about 80,000 kids, 80,000 new signups down there within 2 weeks down in Brazil. And then now, looking back at it, that was like in March, I think, of last year. So now we have, about 230,000 kids just off of that one trip that we did down there doing media and stuff. So it was very well received down there.
Are there any other areas internationally that you're targeting or that are interested in?
Yeah, we're exploring different areas. I actually leave for Canada in like on February 2nd, I believe, or something. I'm going up there to doing a media tour up there. Possibly even talk to some schools. We are exploring changing our site into a Spanish version of the site, and maybe exploring other countries, so like Spain and Portugal and other places like that.
Sure, Mexico, I would imagine, would be a real natural for something
exactly.
like this.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, Mexico, too, is a big one.
Oh, well, listen, Zach, I'm sorry I don't have more time to talk to you, but the best to you in all of this, folks. This is Zach Marks. Listen to that. You have heard the next Mark Zuckerberg, I think. We've been talking with him here. It's called GromSocial.com. And if you go to InternetAdvisor.net, you'll find a link there as well. Zach, the very best to you and to your family. Thanks so much for being with us.
Yep, thank you for having me.